Let's be honest. You've probably been asked, what are you grateful for? More times this month than all year combined. And there's a good chance you're tired of it. It probably starts to feel performative, right? Maybe you're thinking, gratitude isn't going to pay my bills or fix my problems. And you're right. It won't. It's not a cure-all. But here's what it will do if you practice it regularly. It will change how you see your life. And sometimes that's the most important change you can make. It's 2 days before Thanksgiving. So let's talk about the difference between gratitude as a decoration you just take out for the holidays and hang around everywhere, and gratitude as an actual daily practice. Because one of them is exhausting and can be performative. And the other one, that can be transformative. Because when you see it differently, you live differently. Welcome to The Grit Show, where our focus is growth on purpose. I'm your host, Shauna Rodriguez, and I'm honored to be part of this community as we journey together with our grit intact to learn more about how to thrive and how to get the most out of life. It means a lot that you are here today. As you listen, I encourage you to think of who may appreciate the tidbits of knowledge we are sharing and to take a moment to pass this along to them. Everyone appreciates a friend that thinks of them, and these conversations are meant to be shared and to spark even more connections. I have done episodes on gratitude before. It is one of my favorite topics. I'm actually surprised I haven't done more. It truly is diagnostic. It can help with decisions. It also helps you frame up how you look at things and honestly can change the neural pathways you're utilizing to look at things and frame your life. But lately, I've been wrestling with something. People can treat gratitude like it's a Thanksgiving decoration, something you just pull out once a year, throw around a little bit, and then pack away with the rest of the boxes. There's a good chance if you sit around the table with other folks in a couple of days, you might get a chance to say what you're grateful for. And you should definitely do that. I'm just going to encourage you to not pack it away until next November, because that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. We'll be honest. Gratitude doesn't change your diagnosis. It doesn't pay your bills. It doesn't magically lower the price of eggs or fuel or make it easier to find the insurance you need. It doesn't fix broken relationships. And it doesn't make difficult people easier. But here's what it does do. It changes how you see all of that. And sometimes, unbeknownst to us, something we're not taught clearly enough, how you see things is everything. It isn't something that you're supposed to do once a year at Thanksgiving dinner. It's not a moment in time. It's a muscle, or more specifically, it's a neural pathway that you need to charge and you need to follow. And that needs to be the cycle you get on when things happen to help frame things. You have to regularly practice it for it to actually shift how you see your life. It needs to be the thing you pick up instead of the alternate things you could be picking up as the way you're going to frame and look at what is happening to you and what you're seeing. And honestly, things that way, it solves most things. And not by changing the circumstances, but by changing your lens. It's like you've been standing in the bright sun and you suddenly get the sunglasses that make it so you can look around and see where you're at instead of being blinded by everything that's happening. It's not rose-colored glasses, perhaps, but it's training your brain to notice what's actually there that you've been missing because it's been taking up so much space looking at all of the negatives and all of the things that aren't working and all the things that you aren't grateful for. And you've worked that pathway so many times that it's hard to shift gears into the pathway that takes you to solutions, that takes you to the better life and the things that you want to have more of. And you might have heard my episode when I talked about my North Star. And being grateful is one of the big ways that I found my North Star that made things easier during my breast cancer journey, because I knew it was important to me. And gratitude is honestly the tool that I found years ago that helped me understand what was most important to me. It surprised me some of the things that are important to me. I thought my career was most important. Isn't that terrible? I thought that being good at what I did and pleasing others was the most important thing until I realized the things I was grateful for was when I left work early. Early being not at 7 p.m., but at 4:30 or 5 p.m. when I should have been leaving work. And those are the days that I was grateful for that and not grateful because I stayed too late. And it helped me understand how important that was and how much better that felt and how it was more important that I figured out how to rein in my work instead of destroy myself doing too much of it. Realizing which one of my friends I was grateful for, which relationships were sustaining me and giving back to me, and the things that would actually matter when my world got small. And those are the things that gratitude can help you see in a way that just being positive or joyful doesn't have the same lens to help you see those things. It helps you see where the light was already coming through, where the good things are already happening in your world, where you should be building and spending more of your energy. So having a practice of it is necessary so you can start to realize those pieces, because sometimes it starts as a small whisper. You have a hard time figuring out what you're grateful for, and it takes building that muscle to be able to recognize what you're grateful for. Some days you're grateful that you didn't have a lot of traffic going to work, and sometimes you're grateful for the wonderful friendship and the person that really showed up and listened to you. And when you take the time to acknowledge that and internalize that, it becomes part of the narrative you're going to reference when you're making other decisions about knowing what's important to you and what really mattered to you. So it helps when you find out what you're actually grateful for other than what you think you should be grateful for. Because I think there's a lot of things that I thought I should be grateful for and realized that when I actually like broke it down and spent that time reflecting, it turned out a little bit different. And so there's a difference between I should be grateful I have a job and I'm really grateful that the person two desks over actually came over and told me that joke and I got to laugh today. I'm really grateful I had that laughter and I'm grateful that I took the time to pause and stretch and connect with somebody today, that taking that pause was actually really nourishing for me and I should take more of those pauses during my day because sometimes I just plow right through the work and I don't stop and take that pause. I'm so grateful I decided to take that walk. It was beautiful outside and that fresh air was really refreshing. Or I'm grateful I took the long way home today and got to see some things I didn't get to. Or I'm so grateful that I took that time to sit on the couch with my child an extra few minutes because they told me something I didn't expect them to and that was really meaningful and powerful. So it's those little things, not the big things. The big things are good, but when you get into the shoulds, like I should be grateful for this, I should be grateful for that, it's usually those big things. And we can start there, but oftentimes it's those little things that we have gratitude for. And it takes doing it regularly to be able to let those things grow and see them and find the patterns. And not just looking for the obligations, but the truth and what's individual for us and what's valuable for us. I had this amusing conversation with my husband just the other night when we were trying to figure out a scheduling piece. And he was offering to go get our Christmas tree without me. And I was offering like other paths for that. And we have a great relationship in that we can pause and I can say, like, I don't expect you to go with somebody else to do that. I just know that I would want to. And I'm curious if that would make it more fun for you or if you were just going to get the tree without me because you're going to get the tree for us. Because if you're doing that, like, let's just use the tree at home. Like, I like going to get a Christmas tree in the woods because I like going with you, spending time in the snow, picking out a tree with you. That is fun for me. We don't seem to have time for that this year. There's some things that are swirly that are happening. So if we don't have time for that this year, you going by yourself to the woods to get a tree, that doesn't sound fun to me. But if you're really excited to go by yourself, if you're grateful for that time alone in the woods, then go for it. Like, I would gladly go on a hike without you. I have no desire to be alone in the snow. That does not sound fun to me. But going alone on a hike, that would sound fun to me. Going on a walk by myself, I'm good with. So if he's grateful for time alone, even if it's in the snow, he might go for that. However, there might be things he's more grateful for. And it might be he's grateful for the ease of putting together a Christmas tree we already have. And knowing those things makes it easier to make those decisions later, which goes back to our North Star conversation that we've had. So it's important to figure those little pieces out so that you can be aware of what those things might just be. So that's the importance of regularly practicing it to find those patterns and see what emerges. And sometimes you discover what you're not grateful for, right? That's what emerges first. And you had to get quiet a little more to find out the little things you are grateful for and not what you're supposed to value, what you personally value. And so it gives you the space to find the patterns and figure those out, to figure out what might be the things that are draining you and what the things are that you're forcing the gratitude around instead of what are the things that you are genuinely grateful for. You don't have to be grateful for everything. You don't have to pretend to be grateful. I promise you don't. And I don't want you to. We're not fans of toxic positivity here. Sometimes the absence of gratitude is telling you that something needs to change. And that's okay. But you can only hear that message if you're practicing regularly enough to notice those pieces, what you're actually grateful for and what you're just doing out of habit, out of obligation, out of routine, out of expectation. So you can kind of align those pieces. And it's important that you say things and then reflect on them a little bit. So you might just say, I'm so grateful for my health. But if you're not sleeping, if you're not taking the time to move your body and take care of it, and you're not resting when you need to, are you grateful for your health? Because your actions aren't in alignment with your words, right? And if you say like, I am so grateful for this one person I knew this one time, are you grateful for that person or for that time? Because maybe you haven't talked to them and you don't reach out to them and you don't prioritize them. So maybe you're not really grateful for that person. You're grateful for that space and time you shared with that person, right? So it helps you to dig down deeper to find out what you're actually grateful for. If you realize like, no, I really am grateful for my health. So why am I not prioritizing it? Why am I not taking care of my health if that is something that I'm grateful for? So it can be a very powerful tool to help you get in alignment and figure out what else you can do to add to things. So as we get to our grit wit and move into our Thanksgiving that we'll be sharing with others, to start thinking beyond just the day and just what we're going to say around the table on Thursday, and perhaps starting to think about how we can integrate into our each and every day a gratitude practice. Time to start reflecting about what we're genuinely grateful for, whether that's each morning when we wake up, after the alarm goes off, the first thing we do is think of something we're grateful for. Or if you're like me and have trouble falling asleep sometimes, maybe when you're lying in bed, you're running through that list of the things that you're grateful for. Perhaps on your drive home, you may recall from our previous conversations, the one tool that we will use to help make something an actual habit is to attach it to something we already do every day. So the first thing we're going to do is to pause and reflect about where we can fit in a gratitude practice so that it becomes a practice. Whether it's when you brush your teeth, when you're driving home, when you're driving to work, when you are going to bed, when you're getting up first thing. You can even change your alarm on your phone possibly so that it has words. I know I can on my Android, and I think most phones can do that. You can add a little phrase on your phone with the alarm, and it can say, what are you grateful for today? So when your alarm goes off, the first thing you see is, what are you grateful for today? And you can just start with naming one thing. But find a time in your day that you can do this and remind yourself with something that you connect to gratitude. If there's like a certain symbol that reminds you of gratitude, if there's a color that reminds you of gratitude, and attach it. So if it's your car, like tie something to your steering wheel that will remind you, put something on your dash that's going to remind you to think of gratitude when you drive home. Give yourself something to like, to kick in that reminder, a little note on your phone, something on your desk, something next to your sink when you're going to do dishes that will kick that into place, something you wrap around your toothbrush handle so that you do this on a daily basis because it will make all the difference. And I know we've talked about the four tendencies. And that if you are somebody who is it labeled as an obliger, I've worked with different teams and we talk about it as being a responder resonated a little bit better with that team. And I'm excited to do more work around this as I move more into my consulting again, that if you're somebody who does best when you have obligations and expectations that are connected to somebody else, then maybe you have somebody you're checking in with. I know that that was what was effective for me. And I'm a questioner, but that was the most effective tool for me was when I had somebody else that we texted each other our gratitudes each day. And that got me into the habit of having a gratitude practice because I did that. And if you already journal or if you have somewhere you write every single day as part of your planner or something else, that if you can just start making a note there or a place that you write it down regularly, that it will really help with that. And that's the first thing. Like the important thing for habits is to start small and scale and do that small piece. And so that once you start doing it, then you can build on it and make it so it's three things instead of one thing. And then turn it into like, what is something to align my gratitude with my actions? Like actually calling the friend you're grateful for, actually making decisions based on what you're grateful for. Actually, if you're grateful for your health, to take care of your health a little bit more, right? So those are the steps you can eventually take. But that first small step is the most important one, right? To make it a practice and make it something you do regularly. So it's not just performative once a year decoration you take out to throw on the Thanksgiving table and actually becomes something that you integrate into your life to see if it can actually make a difference for you. Because we started this conversation like, is gratitude enough? And it really is if you're actually practicing it. It makes a huge difference. And I honestly feel like my ability to do as well with my surgery as I did, I'm still shocked. It was my, my husband would joke about the fact that he's had dozens of surgeries, a lot of surgeries. He was an athlete, a collegiate athlete, and has had multiple injuries and multiple surgeries. I've had just this surgery, but I was, you know, under for what, 14 hours. And I was under anesthesia for more hours than all of his combined. So my one, because well, there's two procedures with the one thing. So all my one incident of cancer had more surgeries hours than all of his combined. And yet my recovery when it came to pain and all those pieces, like I did really well. Like I wasn't up to the activity levels and life levels as quickly as I'd hoped. And that was hard, of course, at times. But honestly, my mental well-being, my physical well-being, everything I went through with all that, I'm so surprised at how well it all went. And I feel like gratitude was a big part of that. Because when you see differently, you live differently, and you choose differently, and you show up differently. And that can make such a big difference no matter what life throws at you. And we all know that life can throw some things at you, right? So definitely take time on Thursday to say what you're grateful for while you're sitting around the table or to whoever you spend time with, or if you're spending time alone to yourself, but just don't stop there. Make this the week you start the practice. It changes how you see everything. Make it more than just a decoration. Make this a daily discipline. And you are the only one of you that can possibly do this. Thanks for being here. I value the time we shared together today. Thank you for making time to be here and to continue taking steps towards growth and bringing more ease into your life. I'd love for us to stay connected on Instagram at Shauna Podcasts or at the.grit.show. There's even a link in bio at the.grit.show where you can send me an email to let me know what you thought today's episode. Hearing from you helps to make the effort that goes into producing these episodes worthwhile. After all, you're why I'm here. And since it's been a while since you've heard this, you are the only one of you that this world has got. And that really does mean something. I hope you realize that. I'll be back again soon, and I hope you're following along or subscribed so that you'll know and be here too.